And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa. Hello. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Fool Jiwara. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, listen, I've only been up a few minutes.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm still, everything in my head and face is still settling down.
Right.
So if I sound a bit weird, I should sound a bit less weird in a bit, but I'm just, but I don't know what you're doing about Christmas, Tony, but I haven't done very much about Christmas at all so far. Maybe we'll talk a bit about that later in the show. But anyway, I've basically woken up, come downstairs, seen the flats are tipped, got depressed about it, made a cup of tea, and now we're making Punky.
Right.
That was Fujiwara. Cool. And a track called Everything I See from their latest album. And they are, of course, Tony, from Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina.
Right.
Which is quite a Christmassy thing, to try and kill the devil at Christmas.
This is true.
There's nothing like a Christmas murder to make the kids' eyes light up. I'm loving that Fujiwara album as well. They sent it quite a while ago, and I've only really just started listening, to my shame, and it's really, really good. What is Fujiwara's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Fujiwara?
No, Facebook.com/Fujiwara Punk Rock. Paulie B Internet 1, Tony Nil. I've got some additional material, Tone.
Okay.
First up, I'm going to read out something that won't make any sense, but it's from last week. It should have been read out last week, but I couldn't get the email open because I've had internet issues, and we'll talk about, well, laptop issues. We'll talk about that in the show as well, I should think. Mm. So this is what should have been the introduction to the last track last week. So seeing as we've just heard the first track this week, we're not far away.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Here's an MP3 of Pantychrist doing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from the Riot Girl Christmas compilation on Cleopatra Records. Our version has been described as amped up and profane, and seeing as it also includes the uncredited PC tune Fuck Christmas, we will take that as a compliment. Now that's a Christmas bonus. Season's beatings! Pantychrist, Danielle, Stacia probably, Jen and Emma, Tony. Oh. They've now given you their names as well.
That's a mistake, isn't it?
It really is, Tony. For those of you who are new to the show, first of all, it's been going 10 years. Where have you been? Secondly, Tony has four girlfriends in Canada, and they're called Panty Christ.
He now knows their name.
And he knows their names now as well. And they are fantastic, and we love them. And you must check out Panty Christ. And they're not really his girlfriends, but they are in his head.
Well, that's where I live.
Is that right?
It's a beautiful world I live in.
It is. Tony Land. Also, we've had a poem from Nez.
Okay.
If you have a joke or poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. Got a poem this week. Here we go. A festive. This is from Nez. He goes, here is a festive poem for you, an ode to Oscar.
Okay.
There once was a man dressed all in red. He came down my chimney while I was in bed. He hid behind the door as I hopped across the floor to shoot him down dead. Happy solstice to you and all your listeners. Yes. So now, hang on a minute. So, is that Oscar Pistorius that's an ode to?
Oh, right. I completely missed that. It must be, yeah.
Yeah, an ode to Oscar. It makes sense if he hopped across the floor. Yeah. Should we read it again and see if it makes more sense if Nez is Pistorius, the notorious South African athlete who girls want to be very careful about finishing with?
Yes.
There once was a man dressed all in red. He came down my chimney while I was in bed. He hid behind the door as I hopped across the floor to shoot him down dead. Happy solstice to you and all your listeners.
Makes much more sense now.
It does, doesn't it? Thank you very much, Nez. I like that very much. If you have a joke or poem for us, please do, as I say, what I told you to. Right, what have I done there? I didn't mean that. So that's that done then. Brilliant. Should we get another song? About time, isn't it?
Let's do that, yeah.
All the way from Leeds, Tony, next. We've had North Carolina. Let's stay equally romantic. And all the way from Leeds, a band called China Shop Bull. We have played them before. Tony, the music this week is not very Christmassy.
Is it not?
No, it's not very Christmassy. And it's all lots of bands that we have or haven't played before, as it should be. But you know what? It really rocks, Tony.
Good.
It really rocks this week. It does, sir. we have played China Shop Bull on the show before. This is from now. What's this? This is from, I think this is from a latest EP rather than album. You can find out more by visiting their Facebook page, which is Tony.
Facebook.com/China Shop Bull.
No, Facebook.com/China Shop Bull UK, which actually looks a bit like China Shop Bullock. You know, because I like words and letters and that. Anyway, the important thing is it's Paulie B and the internet too, Tony Neil. People still find this quite an unfair competition, me and the internet versus you. But they haven't witnessed either your physical or mental presence. And I think you could easily take on me and the internet.
I am a force to behold.
You are a force to behold.
Yeah.
You're worth the cheese. Any road up, you're still losing at the moment, you loser. This is China Shop Bull. Great song, this. Enjoy. Check Neck.
you're in checkmate. What else can you do if you're in checkmate? Center of the earth watching it rotate. What else can you do if you're in checkmate? What else can you do if you're in checkmate? What else can you do if you're in checkmate? Center of the earth and you can't walk straight. What else can you do if you're in check? What else can you do if you're in checkmate? What else can you do if you're in checkmate? Center of the earth watching it rotate. What else can you do if you're in checkmate? What else can you do? What else can you do if you're in checkmate?
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm still grappling with my denture.
Oh, right.
I know. I'm still getting used to it. I'm sure I'm probably not quite putting it in right or something, but it is affecting how I speak a bit. So long time listeners, I hope you're finding this all very funny. And short term listeners or Ari Vies or recent arrivals, you just probably think there's that nice Tony with his nice voice and that weird thing that hosts the show with him, but it'll work out soon. Have you got any shall we thank Fenella now?
Could do.
Yeah, thank you very much, Fenella. If we haven't thanked you enough recently, thank you very much to Fenella Fudge, the former BBC Two newsreader and announcer, who does the announcing at the start of the show. And you hear the little words here and there. She records them for us sporadically, and she's absolutely brilliant. And she, at the time when she first did the intro for us, she was still working for the BBC, and they didn't know, and we all found it very subversive, didn't we? We all thought, aha, she's reading out the news on BBC Radio 2, whilst at the same time, like that. But now she's not, so now she's just doing it.
Fair enough.
You're doing it, Tony.
Yeah, it's greatly appreciated.
Up to all sorts. I haven't spoken to her recently. I must catch up. But if you are listening today, Fenella, thank you very much. And a Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah. And Tony?
And
well, I said thank you very much and Merry Christmas.
And
you said,
Happy New Year.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I'm on it. I thought we looked long.
Even better. Don't matter. Have you got any Facebook?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
I actually zoned out then while that was on. I went to my own little world, which is nothing like Tonyland.
Is it not?
No.
Tonyland's a beautiful thing.
No.
It's all cheese and man boobs in Tonyland.
Yeah, of course it is. Well, and Pantychrist as far as the eye can see.
Of course, floating on clouds made of cheese.
Floating on cheese, panty cries floating on cheese clouds, and your man boobs trending everywhere.
Yeah. What's not to like?
Nothing I can see.
Exactly. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, you leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Tell us what you liked, what you didn't like. Any particular band that you want us to play, just do let us know. Just get in touch is what I'm saying. Got two this week in the run up to Christmas, and both in response to last week's show. Fatboy's been in touch, John Ashton.
Hello, Fatboy.
Who says, I've just found out there's such a thing as pirate metal. Sounds ideal for manly boobs.
Yar!
I used to be in a pirate band myself.
You certainly did. El Draco.
El Draco in the Pieces of Hate.
Are they still going?
No.
Shame.
As soon as I left, they dropped the pirate theme.
Drop the pirate. Is that a Joan Armour Trading song?
No, they're not good. Shame, isn't it? Shame.
Oh, what a shame. Anyway, Tony, you might be in a band next year.
Maybe. Might happen.
It might. Who knows?
Nez Coy's been in touch.
Well, hang on. What is pirate metal, then?
It just says there's such a thing as pirate metal.
Right.
No idea.
Hey, is it maybe like Adam and the Anthrax?
It could be. We should find out. Yeah,
I would go and see that band.
Adam and the Anthrax.
Adam and the Anthrax.
I like it.
That's pirate metal, isn't it?
It is.
I was very quick there, Tony, wasn't I?
You are. You're waking up.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm not.
No.
Let's call me in touch.
Hello, yeah. Let's fancy that.
I know, exactly. It wasn't really 12 months ago that I heard Far Q's 12 Days of Christmas. Brilliant.
No, it was last week.
I think I'd buy myself a ska punk album for Christmas. What would be first on your list? Thanks again. Oh, that's a bit of a request for a comment.
It is, Tony. What do you think? You've got to buy a ska punk album. What would you get?
Who did the A-ha cover? The Take On Me.
Was that Real Big Fish?
It is. It's the only ska band that comes to mind. But I do like them.
You're joking. We play every other week.
Yeah. Anything TNS.
I bet that's not skanking back catalogue.
Mmm.
I think Beat the Red Light. I know, I remember my mate Tim, who's in a ska punk band, said that he thought that Beat the Red Light were very good and he was in a ska punk band.
They're that thrash ska, aren't they?
Are they? I don't know, Tony.
I gig with them. You did a gig with them once. Yeah, they're thrash ska. El Draco did, yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. At the Black Market.
Brilliant.
Yeah, thrash ska. It's different. But do check them out.
I wouldn't get a ska. What I'd do is I'd get a ska album I know what I'd get. It's not really ska. Well, it is ska punk. I'd get the Offenders, the German Italian band that we played the other week.
Okay,
that's a fantastic album, and that crosses over to more traditional two tone ska as well. So I would get the Offenders, and we played them a few weeks back, so you would be able to hear a track there.
There you go. Brilliant. That's it for Facebook.
So have I had both the suggestions then?
Yes, pretty much.
Oh dear. Anyway, that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. Hey, we're really talking a lot, aren't we, at the moment? Or rather, I am. We need to get on with two songs in a row, I think.
Okay.
Right, and the second one is very short, but the first one isn't. This is a little bit of dirty, greasy rock, Tony, all the way from New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Mm.
Yeah. A band called Dinosaur Eyelids.
Absolutely. Right.
Brilliant. And, they said, I don't know, where did I get this from? I think I got this track via MusicSubmit.com. If you're a band, check out MusicSubmit.com. You can upload your music to it, and it gets... Or you choose which radio shows and podcasts you want to send it to, and when we get around to it, we have a listen, and then we sometimes play them, and here's the proof. This is proper greasy, dirty, I'm calling it rock and roll, but it's just rock, really. Stay tuned for Ghost of the Avalanche. We'll have a chat about them afterwards. First of all, what is Dinosaur Eyelids' website?
DinosaurEyelids.com.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B on Internet 2, and this is Talking to Me.
Experienced by someone else, and every thought that's in
idiot.
We need more guns, she said.
You're listening to Desoros under the fingers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ghost of the Avalanche, or if you're in the north, Ghost of the Avalanche, Ghost of Davalanche. Ghost of the Avalanche and a track called Guns. They're a two-piece noise punk band from Bath, Tony.
Oh, all right, okay.
So we've gone US, England, US, England so far. It's interesting. Mm. Fairly, I suppose. And again, we have played them before. We've got their latest stuff through. It's really, really good. A very good place to go and have a look at Ghost of the Avalanche, Tony, is the world of Bandcamp.
Okay.
What's their Bandcamp page?
Ghostoftheavalanche.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 2. And I've decided we've spoken for too long in this show already.
Okay.
I will just ask you, what do you think my world would be like? Because we've done your world, it's full of clouds made of cheese and pantychrist as far as the eye can see, and man boobs everywhere.
Well, it seems we mentioned murder twice in this week's show, so I think it sounds like quite a dark world at the moment.
It would be quite a dark world, Tony. In so much as, but not physically dark.
Okay.
I was having to think about what my world would be like, and it would be daytime, but it would be barren.
Right.
And all that would really be there would be me and a big stick. And there'd be various horrible-looking animals that would walk past occasionally. And when they did, I'd hit them with it until they were dead.
Right.
Yeah. That's how Christmassy I am. I'm not at all, Tony. I just want the whole thing. I want 2015 out of the way.
Right, okay.
All right. So, on that respect, unless you've got anything to add. Did you do anything last week?
Broke up from work. Went to watch Star Wars.
Will we be having a movie review?
I might save it for next week.
All right, then. That's very exciting. Yeah, let's not talk about it, because I haven't seen it yet, so I might try and see it before next week, then.
Yeah, let's give people a couple of weeks, because, you know, people are still trying to see it, I think.
Well, yeah, but when you review it, you're not really doing...
This is true.
...plot, are you?
Yeah. People get very funny about it.
I've heard your reviews before. People will be none the wiser.
This is true.
Hang on, what was he reviewing?
People do get very funny about it. Don't talk about it.
Well, just put spoiler alert in the show notes. If people listen to it, then it's their fault, isn't it?
This is true.
I think people get too upset about it. I don't care what happens in the film. Because let's face it, there's no bigger spoiler alert than, oh, by the way, that woman's got a penis.
This is true.
Is it? So it just doesn't matter. What was that?
The crying game,
yeah. That was the biggest one, wasn't it? So it just doesn't matter after that, does it?
It's the only thing I know about that film. Not seeing it, I know she got a penis.
But you've never seen it. And all I had to do was give you that line and you knew the name of the film.
He was dead all along. What film was that?
No. Oh no, is that The Others?
Oh no, that's true, it's good about it. No, Sixth Sense.
Oh no, Sixth Sense is right, yeah. I was getting the two confused.
But The Others is the same thing, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so, you're right.
Is it?
Oh, they all have penises.
Who do?
They all have penises and The Others. No, they're all dead, that was it.
Well, the men did. What are you doing? Are you Googling it?
No.
No. Is it? Anyway, by the way, that woman's got a penis. After that, you can tell me anything about a film. I'm still going to go and enjoy it. The only thing I wish someone had told me was when I went to see Noah, I wish someone had said to me, don't.
Yeah. I never saw it. Why did you go watch that?
I did a movie review of that. Yeah. I went down there by myself. They wouldn't let me in. Right. I do that joke every time that film's mentioned. No one ever gets it. No one ever laughs at it. Anyway, right, so, Where are we? So, yeah, I didn't do anything last week either. I'm going to get really fucked off about Christmas. Been trying not to swear this week. Failed. Let's do a song from the vault, shall we, Tony?
Okay.
Now, I was going to do a Christmas song at half-past show this week.
Hmm.
From King Salami and the Cumberland 3, but then I realised that we played it last year. We played Santa last year. And I haven't got the B-side Black Santa to their Christmas, ultimate Christmas single, Socky To Me Santa and Black Santa. King Salami and the Cumberland 3 are one of the greatest bands ever. And no matter what sort of music you like, Nez, if you want to buy an album this year, just buy anything by King Salami and the Cumberland 3, because it's fantastic. I managed to find a track we haven't played before. Because, it's from the vaults, but it's not. I'm looking forward, actually, I'm hoping to catch up with the band in the new year, one of my favourites. They're from all over the world, Tony, but they're all based in London town now. It's such a cosmopolitan city.
It is.
It's rather like Blidderth.
It's very much like that.
Yeah. So, Tony, what I want to know is, what is King Salami and the Cumberland 3's Facebook page?
facebook.com/KingSalamiTheCumberland3.
It is indeed, and the 3 is a numeric 3, and Tony, from being 2-0 down, is now Tony 3, Paulie B Internet 2, just proving that the might of you, of your mind and physical presence, is enough to take on me and the internet. Do you know what? Do the climb.
Everybody's doing it all over the nation. I saw your mama do it and your papa too. Let go! And up in fancy, no, there is no use. You don't need no tuxedo, no ghetto shoes. Just kick your legs high and walk like a goose. And go!
Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm talking way too much. I need you to keep this thing on track, Tone. That was King Salami and the Cumberland 3 in a fantastic song called Do the Climb from their album, which I can't remember the full title of. It's 14-something bangers, isn't it? I can't
Rings
remember.
A bell.
No, bad me. Mm. It's 14 brilliant bangers or something. It's just a great album anyway. Bit sausagey. They should get together with MFC Chicken. They have. Could be a barbecue. Right, Tone. Do you have any gigs for us?
I do.
Oh, sorry. And hello and Merry Christmas to Eric Baconstrip.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. So, in that case, Tony, it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yep. Another week, more gigs at the 12 Bar, kind of. It's very quiet this week, but do check it out. 283 Holloway Road in London. So there are two things on this week. One's a bit weird, and the other one might be a bit quiet, but I think it might be Christmas time, so it's kind of slow. Sunday night, 27th. They're doing a movie night. You can go along and watch Bill and Ted, both films. For some reason, Bill and Ted-a-thon. So the first one and the second one. If you are wanting to do that just after Christmas, maybe you're sick of the family and you want to go out, do check that out. How much that would be on a Sunday evening, sir?
£0.
Correct.
Yeah, I used to do a gig on the 27th where I used to live, and it was very good for everyone sick of the family. It always used to sell out and be brilliant, and now I've moved and my life's depressing.
It was always full. And people always enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So same thing here, do check it out. Free entry. Tuesday night, Ellis at the 12th
Oh,
bar.
Tony, were you talking about R1?
I was talking about R1, yeah.
No, I'm just talking about in general. I've done a gig every year on 27th.
Oh, right. We used to block party about that time, didn't we?
Well, block party worked then, and then I did a Dolly remixture.
Ah, of course.
Dolly shows, when we try not to talk.
Tuesday night, 29th, Ellis at the 12 bar. They're a up and coming act, so they're doing like an acoustic preview. So that's a Tuesday. How much that would be?
So Punky Radio's gig guide this week is a film and an acoustic act, yeah?
Yeah.
It's not right. Tense.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So it's nil.
It doesn't
zero.
Exist.
Nix.
Yeah.
Ooh. It exists nowhere. It
correct.
Cannot even be aware of the beast.
Nope.
But anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bars.
I was going to start coughing then, and then I managed not to. Right, two songs in a row again.
Okay.
First up, Vili Reyes, Tony. I don't think we played anything by Vili Reyes before. Vili Reyes is a solo project from one of the blokes out of the Dead Class. Now, and the Dead Class are known from Liverpool, so are probably actually the Dead Class, like that. But I'm calling them the Dead Class because I'm educated.
Mm.
Anyway... And this came through from, now who did this come through from, was it Lee, something, oh God, I can't remember. Anyway, it's very good.
Okay.
As is the next track. I'll remember who it's from in a bit. I should know by now, shouldn't I? You'd think I'd keep notice of who sent me what.
It's very
anyway.
Early
up. We like the Dead Class as well, and we played them before, and I'd like more stuff by them. Stay tuned for a band from Spain called a band from the Iberian Peninsula called Los Bengala.
Okay.
First up, what is Vili Reyes' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Vili Reyes?
No, facebook.com/ Vili Reyes Music, VILLYRAZE Music, and this is Bedroom Walls.
Take a pen, make a mess, create whatever world you'd like to live. Thank you.
Popsicle.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the badges with me, Tony.
That's okay.
And happy Christmas to Rich Morton as well. I haven't seen him in a long time. I hope you're doing well, Rich. What a crazy guy. Almost as crazy as Los Bengala, the two-piece from Zaragoza. And the reason I said Spain and then went, Iberian Peninsula, is I couldn't remember where Zaragoza was and thought it might be in the Basque region.
Right.
But okay. Then it might not be as well. So anyway, it doesn't matter. But Los Bengala are absolutely brilliant. We played quite a few tracks by them, and that is the latest one. It's from their album, Festivo. I can't remember anything this week. The album's called Festivo something. Came out on Dirty Water Records.
Right.
Do check them out. Buy their Bandcamp page, Tony, which is
losbengala.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and Internet 3. It's quite exciting, isn't it?
Cool.
That track was called Perfect Body and was of course, written about me. Are you doing anything this week?
Christmas.
Yes.
I'm going to families for Christmas Day. And then after that, I don't know. A couple of days at home, I think. Maybe try and go away. Depends on what's happening. We've kind of left it a little bit loose, so just... If we need to do nothing, we can. But if something comes up, we can go and do something. Just trying to chill out a bit. It's been a hectic year. It's one of those years, isn't it? Let's just say goodbye to it, kind of thing.
Well, Tony, I'll be driving home for Christmas, and if I see Chris Rea on the way, I'm going to run him over.
Definitely.
I'm working in the warehouse again today, but I'm off Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So this warehouse stuff, it's made me realise how brittle both my mind and body are.
Yeah.
My feet hurt, my brain hurts, basically. But I'm driving back via Steve's, I'm going to Steve's pub on the way down. And I thought, oh, that'll be nice. I go to Steve's, I'll spend a night in the pub, it'll be excellent. Then I'll get up the next morning, drive down to Mum and Dad's, have Christmas dinner, all that, then drive back up here the next day. But no, because Steve is Uncle Scrooge and won't let me stay because he's actually busy.
No.
So I'm going to Steve's for a half because I daren't have a pint and get in the car on Christmas Eve.
No.
And then I'm going to shove his Christmas card down his fucking neck.
Okay.
And then I'm going to carry on down to Mum and Dad's and have a quiet Christmas Eve with my mummy and daddy.
Yeah.
Age 45. And then my brother's coming round to theirs with his girlfriend and her four-year-old kid for Christmas Day, which has effectively ruined my Christmas.
Okay.
And then I'll be driving back up in a mood.
Right.
And then I'm going to work on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
That's how shit my life is. Kill me now. I might just go up to the top of my new massive house and jump off the fucker. Right.
God. Okay.
Better play another song before I actually do it.
All right.
Bank All Matilda's Scoundrels, Tony, all the way from Hastings. I think we played one track by them before a couple of weeks ago. What is Matilda's Scoundrels website?
MatildaScoundrels.com?
No, it's Matildas-Scoundrels.com or Matildas-Scoundrels.com. Pull the internet for Tony 4. At least we're having a festive fight on all of these right up to the end, Tony.
Mm.
This is quite exciting, isn't it? Who will win Christmas?
Who will?
Blimey. So this is that kind of folk punk, bit pogsy. But they've done gigs with quite a few other bands we play on the show, I noticed. They've done one or two TNS things and gig with Wonk Unit and that, and they're I think we found, oh, did we find them via the Manchester Punk Festival next year?
I don't know, I can't remember having them on before. Don't know.
Might have done, don't know. Anyway, they're really rather good. And this is from a split EP with another band whose name escapes me because I'm losing it this week. You can find out more about them via their website, matildas-scoundrels.com. In the meantime, this is Sow the Seeds. We'll be right back. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a little bit of punky diddly D from Matilda Scoundrels. Sow the seeds, Tony. Maybe we should all sow the seed.
Hey, maybe, nay. We should do. Don't know what that means.
Very good band. Go and see him. Have you got a twat?
I do.
A Christmas twat. It's a Christmas miracle.
I know. If you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. I know it's the season of all giving and fun and games and love and all that, but I'm sure there are twats out there.
I believe that is what's written above churches.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the season of all sorts of stuff and that.
Of all good stuff and things, and trees and pets, and whatever. Well, Nez Corey's got a hat trick this week.
Oh, good lord.
There you go. Nez is in.
It's a Nez special.
It is. Here is a festive is a twat. Santa is a twat. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing against those poor men and women who have to sell their laps to unappreciative children for hours on end, earning a minimum wage and being forced to be jolly, encouraging their parents to buy, buy, buy. They are the victims of the real Santa, the Santa who rules them all from an exclusive suit in Greenland. The evil Santa who pretends to deliver for free, but who actually does not exist, but still forces parents to buy more shite. The capitalist wet dream, the god of consumerism, he pretends to bring us joy and merriment, but instead brings plastic tat, built for peanuts, made by slaves, and sold for profit. He is capitalist bitch. Doing their dirty work to promote endless consumerism in the misguided belief it brings freedom and prosperity. If you can't bring world peace, if you can't end child poverty, and if you can't promote tolerance and joy to all, then you can fuck off. So Santa, for all the reasons both you are a twat. We're not very festive this week, I'm feeling. We've kind of started with and we've ended off with a little
bit. I don't mind, I mean, as much as I've not really been in the festive mood, Tony, I think twatting Santa shows a bit harsh.
Yeah.
That's a dumb tone.
I know. I think it fits in with the show.
He's given us a lot of good reasons there, yeah.
And I think we've never twatted Santa.
We've never twatted Santa.
No.
I did once see someone take out the hop and stop of Bunny in Hitchin High Street, but that's another story.
So, you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
Right, so Santa from Greenland, for all those reasons mentioned, Santa Claus from there
is a twat.
Poor Santa.
Sorry, Santa.
Sorry, Santa.
Yeah. Got a nice beard.
Got a lovely beard.
Yeah.
Oh, he's very in trend at the moment, is Santa.
He is. Santa is a hipster. You think he's a tattooed Santa?
Probably.
Those hipsters, they're all going through a phase. They've all had their hands tattooed.
Hmm.
5 years' time, they're going to go, when fashion's changed, they'll go, I wish I hadn't had my hands tattooed. Do you think the next fashion will involve gloves?
Probably.
It will, won't it?
Yeah.
There you go. A joke to finish.
There you go.
Last track, Tony.
Okay.
Elmo and the Sticks. And I'm so annoyed that I can't remember who sent me through this stuff. From Liverpool, Tony.
Okay.
Rather like Vili Ray, so two from Liverpool this week. What's Elmo and the Sticks' Facebook page, first of all?
facebook.com/Elmo and the Sticks.
It is. And it's Tony 5, Paulie the Internet 4. You've won Christmas, Tony.
Excellent.
So in this section, you managed to twat Santa and win Christmas. That's not bad, is it?
Yeah, you see. And my mum said I'd never count to nothing.
Really,
go.
Really like this band. They're getting rave reviews all over the place. That you'll find out why very quickly when you've heard this. We'll no doubt be playing more for them in the new year as well. Or I hope so. Anyway, one question, Tony.
What's that?
Do you like animals?
I'll be cabin, down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this quite clearly not a Christmas Punky Radio special, Tony.
Yes,
it is, isn't it? So maybe you could just remind people of the internet stations that have over the last 12 months or so very kindly carried this show.
Yes, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, ANDRA.SE. And we're on TBFM, which you can find TBFMonline.co.uk.
And we love you all.
We do.
Oh, should we just say Merry Christmas?
Well, we might as well.
We should,
know.
Shouldn't we? I mean, the amount of damage we've done to the festive period in this show, it's about time we kind of clawed it back a bit, isn't it? I'm sure I'll pull a... Oh, I won't pull a cracker at Christmas.
No?
Well, I will, but I won't pull a cracker, will I?
No.
I'm getting depressed again, Tom.
No. Merry Christmas and all that.
I'm an old man with a bad foot and false teeth. That's what 2015's done to me.
Yeah, let's get rid of this year.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back next week with another happy show. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog, a-poog.
Bunch of guns! Bunch of guns, yeah! Shame on you.
It's like motherfucking Christmas up in here. Ho, ho, ho.